Tesla says a 20-minute charge gives the Model S sedan enough power to drive about 150 miles. The Port Orange supercharger joins two others which opened in Port St. Lucie and Fort Myers this summer. Company spokesperson Alexis Georgeson says more charging stations are on the way.
By the end of the year, we will enable free long-distance travel from LA to New York, from Boston to Miami, and then on the West Coast from Vancouver, British Columbia to Phoenix, Arizona.
Tesla says there are 13,000 Model S sedans on the road and more than 500 in Florida. Mark Thomason, who writes an electric vehicle blog in Orlando, says the superchargers won't work for other electric cars like the Nissan Leaf he drives. But he says it still makes sense for Tesla to invest in charging infrastructure in Florida.
I think Florida is an awesome place for electric vehicles because it's flat and it's temperate. So that's the really good thing. You know, and there's a bunch of people here that can afford them.
The Model S has a starting price of over $60,000, but Tesla says it's working on a cheaper electric car. In the next 4 years, the company aims to bring out a third-generation model that will cost around $35,000. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.